tensions are rising in Pakistan. I'm Chris Lemke, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We'll explain why in a moment. We'll also share Great Commission opportunities in the U.S. and hear a couple of updates from the World of Kids Ministry. Christians are causing problems for Pakistan's leaders. Over 50 Christians died on Easter Sunday when suicide bombers targeted a park. This week, Asia Bibi, a Christian woman accused of blasphemy, is the center of attention.
The national government in Pakistan, they have these protesters on one side of them demanding her execution, and they want to kind of pacify the radical Muslims. But then they have the worldwide community saying, what are you doing? Why would you allow that even to happen?
Meanwhile, Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says things on the ground are heating up to a boil. Would you mind sending some hope on our Facebook page?
I'd like to add a huge thank you to the Mission Network News listeners who have responded, posting prayers and comments of encouragement. Those words, those prayers carry a lot of meaning because it helps people know that they are connected to the body of Christ and they are not forgotten.
But here in the United States, Texas is facing a crisis. Currently, there aren't enough foster homes to take in the state's hurting children. And without homes to go to, some children have had no choice but to sleep on the Child Protective Services offices. Others have been forced to move hundreds of miles away from friends and family. So if you would, please pray for these children, for God to provide, and for them to hear the gospel. Stay tuned to learn more. There's about 21 million people trafficked worldwide, but Operation Mobilization's Freedom Challenge is making a dent in the number of exploited people through fundraising and hiking. OM's Tina Yeager.
When you see how many people are victimized, I want us, as the body of Christ, to make an impact in those numbers. Those numbers are people. Those are faces. Those are hearts that need to be restored and that need to know that their identity is in Christ and that they're loved and they're valuable.
They want you to join their upcoming Wyoming Climb. They've invited missionaries to share their stories of working with victims. And the event offers three levels of hiking so anyone can be a part. Some can get strenuous, but here's a little advice.
So you know what? I'm going to stretch myself because those 3 days I'm stretching myself is nothing compared to what these children and women go through being used 30 times, 4 times a night for sex. You know, it's nothing. When we can do that and be a voice and share and raise awareness in our communities for these women and children.
There are 50 spots left, and the deadline is April 15th. You can free women and children. Find links at our website and join in. Light the candles and put on your party hat because we have one more event for you. It's time to celebrate Kids Alive International's 100th birthday. With your help, Kids Alive has shared Christ's love with thousands of orphans and vulnerable children. And now they want to give back. They're inviting you to join them for a night of celebration in honor of what God has done all around the world over the last 100 years. Look for details at missionnews.org. And finally, yesterday we told you how girls with disabilities in India often have to fend for themselves. Today, Jonathan Bolback of Help India Kids shares a story illustrating what they're doing about it. Two girls, both without the use of their legs, went through the missions school to get an education and learn job skills. And today, they each run their own shops.
These girls come in, and in the eyes of their families, they couldn't have held down jobs. And yet, that's what they're doing today. And so they were rejected, but now they've been accepted and really prepared. And we're just so excited to see that happen.
Help India Kids focuses on meeting a variety of needs, including the child's need for a family and their spiritual need to know Jesus. Bolback describes it as a package deal.
The transformation that we see, obviously, they still are going to have the disability, but now they are given a chance to make something of their life.
Want to join in the work of Help India Kids? Head to our website to get started. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning. Sign up is free. Go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to the rest of the stories you hear every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.